I am Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Geography 101, where travel the world one country at a time. No passport required, just your curiosity. Today we are heading to a small peninsula that juts into the Arabian Gulf. A nation that has gone from a pearl diving outpost to a global powerhouse to the spawn of a single generation. I'm thinking, of course, about the state of Qatar. If you only knew Qatar from the 2022 FIFA World Cup headlines, you have only scratched the surface. This country is roughly 2.9 million people, though only about 12% are Qatari citizens, is a fascinating study in contradiction. Ancient Budini traditions operating alongside hypermodern skyscrapers, conservative Islamic values coexisting in one of the most open media environments in the Middle East. So let's start with the basics. Where exactly is Qatar? Look at the map of the Arabian Peninsula, find Saudi Arabia, then look east toward Iran. Qatar is the thumb-shaped peninsula that stretches about 160 kilometers, roughly 100 miles, north to the Persian Gulf. It shares its only land border with Saudi Arabia to the south, while the Gulf separates from Bahrain to the west and the United Arab Emirates to the southeast. Qatar's total area is about 11,600 square kilometers, or 4,500 square miles. In perspective, it is slightly smaller than the state of Connecticut, or about half size of Wales. Yet, this tiny nation has an outsized influence on global energy markets, international diplomacy, and even sports. Size, as they say, is not everything. The landscape is what geographers call lying arid desert. There are no forests, no rivers, no permanent lakes. The highest point in the country is something called Kurian Abdul Al-Bol, which rises to a breathtaking 103 meters, that is 338 feet. For context, that is shorter than the Great Pyramid of Giza. Qatar is flat, sandy, and sun-scorched. The scorched it is, Qatar has desert climate with two main seasons, a brutally hot summer from May to September, and a mild winter from December to February. Summer temperatures regularly exceed 45 degrees Celsius, that is 113 degrees Fahrenheit, and humidity can make it feel like walking through a wet blanket. Winter may be contrast, it's glorious blue skies and temperatures around 22 degrees Celsius or 72 Fahrenheit. Rainfall is scarce, averaging only about 75 millimeters, 3 inches per year. Some years it rains only hour or five times. When that rain, it often intends a sudden, causing flash floods that overwhelm the dry wadis on riverbeds. Qataris have a saying, rain in the desert is a gift from God, and they mean it. Now, before the discovery of oil and gas, life in Qatar looked like very different. For centuries, the economy revolved around three things, pearling, fishing, and nomadic herding. For herding, Qatari men would spend months at sea on wooden dhows diving for pearls in the Gulf's warm waters. That profession was brutal. Divers would pinch their noses shut with tortoise shell clips and descend without oxygen, risking drowning and ruptured eardrums. The pearling industry collapsed in the 1930s not because of oil, but because of the Japanese cultured pearl. Suddenly, natural pearls from the Gulf were worthless. that are plunged into poverty and hunger. And then just things look desperate. Geologists found something underground that would change everything. Oil. Oil was discovered in 1939, but the World War II delayed production. It was just until 1949 that the first tanker left Qatar shores. The black gold transformed a sleepy collection of fishing villages into a modern state. But oil, as it turned out, was just opening act. The real game changers was a natural gas. Beneath of the waters of Qatar's northeast coast lies of the North Field, the largest single natural gas reservoir in the world. It spans an area of roughly the size of Qatar itself and contains an estimated 900 trillion cubic feet of gas. To put the number in perspective, that is enough to supply the entire United States for over 30 years. Qatar is essentially sitting on an ocean of invisible fuel. Today, Qatar is the world's largest exporter of liquefied natural gas, or LNG. They have perfected the technology of supercooling gas into minus 163 Celsius, turning it into a liquid that can be shipped across oceans on specialized tankers. The gas heats homes in London, runs power plants in South Korea, and fuels industry in India. Without Qatar, millions would freeze. That wealth was translated into one of the highest GDP per capita on the planet. Depending on the year, Qatar frequently ranks first or second, with per capita income over exceeding $80,000. But what numbers is misleading because it includes all residents. If you look only at Qatari citizens, the figure is even higher. Some estimated put it above 150,000.